AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Republican-controlled legislature in Oklahoma passes a bill barring all abortions with few exceptions. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
Abortions would be banned in Oklahoma except to save the life of a pregnant woman, or if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest that has been reported to law enforcement. Governor Kevin Stitt had earlier signed a bill that bans abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Two of Oklahoma's four abortion clinics already stopped providing abortions, and an attorney for the two other independent clinics said they will no longer offer services once this new bill is signed. The Oklahoma bill comes following a leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court suggesting justices may weaken or overturn Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion nearly 50 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Senate gives final approval to a $40 billion funding bill for Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on what the money may be used for.
We already have some thoughts about future systems and material that'll go. I don't want to get ahead of the decisions yet because, I mean, there's a process here that has to play out in terms of what we propose to the Ukrainians, the back and forth we have with them, and then what ultimately the president authorizes.
President Biden met with leaders of Sweden and Finland about their requests to join NATO. Six people were hurt, including three firefighters, in an explosion and fire that rocked a Wisconsin marine construction company. The blast in Eagle, a Milwaukee suburb, was so thunderous it shook a nearby elementary school. Somerset Marine Construction Company owner Larry Chapman.
It was a very succinct explosion that turned into a fire. It was pretty obvious. And they all got out, and one of our employees was very heroic and dragged two of them out right away. And very thankful for that as well.
There's no word yet on what caused the explosion and fire. This is AP News. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol wants to talk with another Republican House member.
The committee wants to know about a tour of the Capitol Georgia's Barry Loudermilk led the day before the attack. In a letter, the panel says there are indications some people and groups tried to gather information about the Capitol's layout. The committee has now asked for cooperation from at least eight lawmakers whom it believes have information key to the attack's planning and execution, along with former President Trump's potential role in inciting it. The request to Loudermilk comes a week after a dramatic move to subpoena top House Republican Kevin McCarthy and four other members. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The federal government is investing in machines to pull carbon dioxide out of the air to reduce the damage from climate change. Energy Department says $3.5 billion will go for developing technologies to capture carbon dioxide and store it underground. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.